wrongness from them. If there was no wrongness, there is no rightness. If there is no bad, there is no good. Bad and good. There are two sides of one coin. That's what it is. This is what is here. I hope this will sink in somehow. He started with what? First of all, in the first story that he brought, he said, first of all, I'm talking about Solomon. And you think Solomon is perfect? Solomon is good because of that ring. We put it there. Suddenly everything means when there is Solomon, there is the deal, there is the opposite. Because that's the other side of the coin. That's what it is. Right? Then, in an explanation of the Solomon, last paragraph we hear. No, last two paragraphs. Solomon will come and will ask for this, for that. To do what? In the first paragraph he said, Solomon will look around and will ask for the name of this and that and that and that. Let me tell you what. Discovery. Let me tell you what discovery is. Solomon, from those new plants, will become a knowledgeable fellow. Whatever in medicine you know, whatever in astronomy you know, all of that comes from where? They said, this is not the little brain in here. It's the main real intelligence. We talked about it, remember? There is this, which we call it little intelligence, little brain, because this is the small one. There is another one that purposely we name it Apple again, which was the quality in human being, starting from common sense, imagination, illusion, thinking, and the center of the cultural existence of a human being is another intelligence. Here he said, there is, look at this one. This one, he cannot really bring out something because this one is needy. It's always doing this to receive something. Yes, this intelligence, you could teach it. But who? Your brain needs a teacher. Means when you were born, if you were somewhere there was no teacher, you would not be educated. You would be like a monkey, even worse. Because that monkey, by nature, knows what to do somehow. We don't. Because we are cultivated stuff. We are this. We are mainly language. Understand? Even when you're thinking, you're talking. And you don't imagine, because you think that the animals will think. Will think? Means the animal will sit down and say, oh, what a lovely sunset this is. Means an animal understand the meaning of lovely? This is our space. He said, okay, you know what? You could teach this a lot. But you know who is the real teacher? The one who has the message. Why? Because that message started to improve this brain to be different from monkey. That's how we became non-monkey. We understood, we talked about we, how we are, where are we coming from, where are we going. Yes, at the beginning we didn't know a lot, but we wanted to know and all that. He said, listen, there is no, maybe really is, consider whether this intellect of ours can learn any trade without a master. So
That was the first night.
Remember, here we understand. We talked about it in book one, right at the middle of book one. Remember? The first stuff that he started in the second arm, he said, you have to find a master. Because this is the first step for me to believe that there is someone better than me. The animal brain doesn't like that. But I learned it. You know how? Oh, I had so many different teachers, and then I found that, this one is pulling me. That feeling that is pulling me somewhere. He said, this is one part of it. The second one, let me emphasize, when I said you will learn from something, I mean you will be taught from something. Even putting yourself in the earth, we learn it from the burly. That's how it starts. He went to that to say what? To say that, listen, we are always following this, following that. If you go in pursuit of the anga, means when you want to pursue, look for the fantastic thoughts, which is the toughest bird. A bird in there means what? Bird is thinking always, right? He said it. Remember, bird is thinking. And the best bird is that one. Said, when you want to follow, yes, there are a lot of stuff that you could be taught and followed. Choose the best one. Go for the best thinking system. Because you should do what? Like Solomon, give it its due, investigate it. Do not lay upon in the foot of dejections. The attitude. He's not talking about the Solomon anymore here. There is one thing that when you go, the path you go, this is something that you do, and it's not that clear how it is. The path is never sharp like that. It's not possible to say that tomorrow you should do this. It depends where you are and what the condition is and all that stuff. There is only one thing we could tell you. I tell you, listen, in this path, normally you look for the path only. Here, look for the energy. Something is pulling that passion inside. That's the important one. You are a blind camel and the toggle is in his keeping. You regard the act of drawing, do not regard the toggle, which is not that obvious in it. But you see how the paragraph continues, and he arrived to a conclusion. The conclusion was that, you know what? The pillar of the existence is ignorance. Remember that. We are not talking about perfection here. Headlessness, then, is the sooth of the pillar of this world. Means what? He said, because he was explaining that. Listen, when you're running, you're using two different feet, right? And you're running with it. Why? Because at the end, you will have something, you sit down and eat it and enjoy it, right? Ha ha ha! That's the brain. Here, we enjoy the first part even when we are running. This is what the difference is. This is what your brain doesn't get it. Yes, arriving success is lovely, right? What about non-success? Non-success is a part of this. I know that I need to do this so many times that I could really do it and master it. This is the difference, he said. Here, it's like this and like that. Look at yourself. How many people taught you a lot of stuff? But were you paying attention that, this fellow is making me grow up? No. Never. This is what the consequence is. When we are here, we don't know perfectly what's going to happen. Then what? Do you remember the word? He said, but here we understand the consequence. I should understand that whatever I do has a consequence. What does that mean? What is the consequence of whatever I do? Millions. Do you remember my scientific stuff started with cybernetics? Butterfly effect. Whatever happens has so many consequences. So I want to be responsible and pay attention. Which one of those millions I should consider? That's a good question, isn't it? Which one? The main one, the different one, the one that you don't think about. And I talk about here. Even last time I talked about it. What is it? Whatever I do, I'm changing myself, I'm building myself. That one I should pay attention. The rest, yes, there are a lot, but the main one is I am making myself, isn't it? This is what we do. How do I make myself? By my acts? By my things? Thoughts? No! There are a lot of stuff comes here and goes. What do you do? You really are. We talked about it, right? So, the main thing I should notice is the consequence to me. If I cheat, what will happen? Of course I gain something, right? Maybe not. Maybe I gain a lot of stuff. Maybe I don't gain anything, but I have the satisfaction of revenge and all that. But what happened next day? Nothing. No, I'm a cheater. I cannot go to my beloved and say, I'm honest. I become cheater when I cheat. This is what it is. Who are you? You are the outcome of whatever you did in your life. Not whatever your dream were. Maybe you didn't have a dream or you had a, I don't know, exaggerated. It's not even the possibilities for you. What you did, that's your choice. And that's what we're talking about, right? So he said, you know what? Let me tell you, as simple as this. You do not know evil till you know the good. From contrary, it is possible to discern contrary. O youth, O fellow, and all that. Contrary, opposition, the other side of the coin. Do you like to drink this? Okay, drinking is one side of it. What is the other side of it? This is something that we don't do. Because for the first one that I want to do, I have some explanation. Do you remember at the beginning? Excuses and blah, blah, blah. And I think about this positive, blah, blah, blah. So I did it. I didn't mean that, honestly. Yes, you were not good fellow because you were thinking about yourself. You didn't think about the consequence, outcome of that. This is what it is. He said, okay.